right. It's our green segment every time at this week, and it's sponsored by MC2EnergyServices.com. You get immediate savings on your electric bill when you sign up. We're right in the midst of AC season, after all, so now is the time to do this. Do what I did. Go to MC2EnergyServices.com. Just takes a few minutes. You sign up online and enjoy seeing your electric bill unit costs go down. Well, let's talk more about energy. And now imagine this. You take a ton of coal, you burn it, and you use 5% of its energy potential for energy and then throw the rest away? Well, that's what's happening with uranium in nuclear fuel. Only about 5% of the uranium is in a fuel rod gets turned into actual energy. And after that, the rods are taken out of the reactor, put into those permanent storage tanks, almost always on site, and they're kept for years. And I mean years and years. We still really don't know how to adequately store and dispose of the tons of still active uranium at nuclear plants. Well, Argonne National Laboratory here in Chicagoland seems to have come up with a better idea. Now, this is probably a little bit more important than you might think. Hussein Khalil is Division Director of Nuclear Engineering at Argonne. Hussein, good to have you aboard. Good morning.
Good morning.
With the technology to use almost the entire fuel rod, is this essentially a recycling concept?
Yes, it's exactly a recycling concept. And of course, you hit right on the motivation for doing this, which is to make use of the uranium that's left over in the fuel rods, make much more efficient use of uranium, but also to recover those reusable constituents which stay radioactive for a long time, and to use them in the reactor to reuse them as fuel as opposed to discharging them as waste, waste that has to be isolated for tens of thousands of years. So this is a way of really addressing both aspects of the efficient use of the uranium as well as improving the management of the nuclear waste.
Is this merely, at this stage, a laboratory experiment, or have you built a prototype, or is this actually been rolled out and becoming to be in use out there in the technology world of uranium?
I would characterize it as a technology, and we call it pyroprocessing, that has been developed to a fairly advanced stage, but there's still more development work that we need to do and still more work that needs to be done on the design of specific facilities and coming up with the cost estimates and eventually commercializing the technology. But we've done a lot of work on it, I would say, beyond just the lab scale at a fairly significant scale and shown that it's very promising and that it deserves further development. And eventually we're very optimistic about the prospects for commercializing it.
Well, Hussein, where you are in the process, can you professionally say that you're all but certain that this is going to be, if not exactly what you're expecting, but close to it?
We're very confident that we can make the technology work, and of course there's the research in the lab and in demonstration facilities that can generate much better confidence to assuring its eventual attractiveness commercially. And of course, once you begin to use it commercially, then you continually improve it, as is the case with all other technologies when they begin to take hold. But we're very confident in the potential of this technology, and we've developed it beyond the stage of just proving the feasibility. We're actually at the stage of showing that it's practical and that it can be successfully commercialized.
Let's go back to that model I gave in the beginning, which is really how it works in the commercial use of uranium, where you have just 5% of the uranium actually being turned into energy. With this process you're talking about, how would that percentage change?
That percentage could be taken up to close to 100%. Of course, you don't ever achieve 100%. No process is absolutely perfect. So there will be inevitably a small proportion of the uranium and the other useful constituents of the fuel that we won't be able to recycle and keep out of the waste. But we can come very close to achieving this 100% reuse of the uranium. And one thing that we need to do, though, to enable that is to also develop and implement new reactor technologies. And we've been working at Argonne on such technologies, advanced reactors that can efficiently make use of not just the uranium and plutonium that's recovered from the spent fuel, but also all the other minor constituents. So that's another aspect of the problem mm-hmm. that we're working on at the laboratory.
Well, my layperson's understanding of all of this would have me say what you're talking about is revolutionary because it answers the one major concern that most people and governments have about nuclear energy is those darn spent fuel rods that stay dangerous for tens of thousands of years. That problem will all but go away.
Absolutely. It is a revolutionary type of technology, but it's important to keep in mind that there are still some challenges that need to be overcome to make sure that we can implement this technology in an economical way and that we can also address some of the concerns about possibly misusing some of the recycling technologies for proliferation mm-hmm. of weapons capabilities. So these are aspects of the technology that we're working on demonstrating that we can implement the technology cost effectively and also can safeguard it and assure that the materials that are being recycled are not diverted for misuse in weapons programs.
How many years do you think it will take before you have most of the major questions answered?
Of course, that depends on the level of support and the funding that the research receives. But with a healthy funded program from the Department of Energy, I would estimate that it's a matter of a few years to demonstrate the technology and come up with design. Mm. Commercially attractive.
That's a relatively short order. We had the annual meeting of the American Nuclear Society in Chicago a few weeks ago. How much of a splash did this make there?
It received a lot of attention and interest and I would say enthusiasm. There were special sessions organized to highlight this technology and the history now. It's been more than a couple of decades that we've been working on it at Argonne and have achieved a level of maturity for the technology that was very interesting for the attendees at the conference. And the sessions were very well attended and generated a lot of enthusiasm.
Does this process, does this technology, whatever it is, does it have a name?
It's called pyroprocessing.
Pyroprocessing. All right, so that's the name we should probably try to remember because I would assume if things continue to be looking favorable for its rollout, we'll be certainly hearing more and more about this.
I certainly hope so. And at Argonne, we're very enthusiastic about working on this technology and on the technology of the advanced reactors that can use the recycled ingredients from the fuel in a very efficient way and essentially address both the resource aspects of nuclear energy as well as the waste management issues.
Would it be a mere retrofit modification, or would the reactor need to be built from scratch?
The type of reactors that we're talking about are somewhat different. They're not entirely new. They've been developed up to a point in the U.S. and internationally. You may have heard of fast reactors. Mm-hmm. They employ a fast neutron spectrum. So they avoid the use of materials that slow down the neutrons, and this makes for a very efficient consumption of these recycled actinides in the reactor and makes it possible to continually recycle the fuel such that you essentially avoid altogether any discharge of the long-lived radioactive constituents to the waste.
Exciting things going on at Argonne National Laboratory. Hussein Khalil, thank you for sharing it.
Thank you very much. It was my pleasure to be with you.
My best to you, and I can't wait to hear that come out as an announced breakthrough sometime in the near future.